awesome.
376-WISH.
There you go. 501-376-WISH if you want to make a donation today, and by golly, you ought to. And if you don't want to, you obviously don't have the Wally affliction, which is a heart that's three times the normal size of everyone else. 1037thebuzz.com if you want to go online and donate that way, if you're all fancy and technologically advanced. Goal today is $200,000. We've got a long way to go. Let's go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Talk to Robbie Nicewanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. Robbie, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. Hey, Wally, you need me to tell Bob anything? I'm sitting right next to him in the car here.
Tell him to file the story.
file the story, Bob. Hurry up.
Seriously, I want to – Robbie has got the best deal in the world. He rides everywhere to all these games with Bob Holt. He called us the other day riding back from Missouri with him. Mm-hmm. That's a good gig, dude.
Yeah.
Wally and I have talked about it. Bob Holt needs a reality show.
Have you ever ridden with Bob?
I've spent time with him.
He's not going to change lanes.
Does he tell interesting stories?
Bob Holt is one of the most fascinating human beings I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
You would love – I sat down. We had dinner with him a couple times at the SEC tournament last year, and I spent a couple hours with him a couple different times. He's just a fascinating dude. I mean, his brain works differently than most people's. He's just an interesting guy. He needs a reality show, and I think he's up for it.
He's really smart.
He is, and I think he'd be up for a reality show. Anyway, Robbie, you're in the presence of greatness.
I am. I'm always in the presence of greatness.
And
there's no doubt about it.
I'm in the presence of Wally, yeah. So I guess whatever. Okay, Arkansas spring football schedule, if you haven't seen yet, everybody, is March 15th, or 16th, rather, through the 26th. 16th through the 26th, if you're interested in such things. And also want to point out through April 26th. I was going to say there was a 10-day spring period. March 16th through April 26th. Brett Bielema last night continuing on this crusade about player safety, although we are going to shoot a bunch of holes in that coming up at the bottom of the hour. This time he makes an impassioned speech in Searcy, Arkansas.
My hometown.
Yes, oh, I love it. He says, if one of those players is on the field for me and I have no timeouts, I have no way to stop the game, and he raises his hand to stop the game and I can't do it, what am I supposed to do? What are we supposed to do if we have a player who tells us he's injured? Do they not stop games?
Yes.
He also offered a direct counter to the claim there's no hard evidence of increased risk of injury. Death certificates, Bielema said. There's no more anything I need than that. I mean, he's just pulling crap out of thin air now. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. Come on, man.
Well, I'll say this. Last night was the first time. See, he's always talked about injuries and, you know, believing that, you know, there are injuries that are related to it. Last night was the first time I remember him pulling death into the equation.
Yeah.
That was the first time he went down that road. So it was an interesting shift to me. And
I was hoping it's the last time he goes down that road, because it's a road to ridicule.
Yeah, those quotes are being taken, you know, not very, very well across the country, I guess, probably the best way to put it. And, you know, I sat down and watched the video last night when I got the chance to see it, and ended up transcribing the whole Q&A there and posting on the blog just because I wanted, you know, the entire context. And I'm not sure why he went down that road, but he did. So we'll see what the fallout is. I'm very interested. What is said now today and beyond.
49 other states think this is the Saban rule. We think it's the Bielema rule.
Yeah.
But it's Nick Saban who's behind this.
But he's smart enough not to talk about people dropping dead.
Exactly.
It's like, we'll let Brett do the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. I got a text from a friend of mine earlier, and he said it's basically Saban getting him to do what he wants it once done. And it's like, you haven't won enough games yet to start complaining about the rules of the game. I have a lot of respect for Coach Bielema. I'm a supporter, and I'm a believer. I believe the guy's going to get the job done. A lot of people are not necessarily in that camp. But this particular argument continues to happen. I wish he'd just be quiet about it, because you're not going to gain any traction with him. 99% of the people have already determined that you're out of your mind talking about it. But whatever, I don't think he cares. There's one thing I've learned about him. He doesn't really care that much what you think.
I've gathered that.
So.
Yeah, and I will say this, you know, right after the proposal came out, you know, we all knew, obviously, that Bielema was up there, so I know I and I'm sure everybody else in the state and really across the country, you know, put in requests to try to talk to Bielema to get his take on it, and to his credit at that time, he said he's not going to comment on it, but, you know, last night was obviously the first time he was available since the proposal, you know, had you know, become public, and I'm sure he knew the questions were coming, and they sure did, so those are some interesting responses to me, and you know, like I said, it's not being perceived very well around the country. He's sticking to it, though. He says he doesn't care about the criticism, and so we'll see where it goes from here.
All right, well, I have a pretty good feeling, but I'm not gonna pound it too much. We're gonna talk about it coming up at the bottom of the hour with Dave Bartu of College Football Matrix, who actually has this thing called data and numbers and information. We like all those things. We're gonna look at that. We're gonna look at this from a logical perspective, not a.
We do like facts
on
the show.
I'm all about it.
Ronald Reagan once said, "Facts are stupid things." So,
I don't like winging it when it comes to factual things, especially when death is on the line. Anyway. So, Robbie, let's talk basketball. Razorbacks on the road to Stark Vegas, where you will be soon. And it's a place that they have not won in the last 12 tries. That is remarkable.
Yeah.
Bob Holt told me that this morning, and I've got to believe it's true.
It is. Yeah, 12 tries. It hasn't been since, I believe it's 2000 when they won down there last. I mean, that's a long time.
It is.
You know, I think some of it had to do with the fact that Mississippi State had some pretty good teams under Stansberry, of course. But that's just been a bad place for Arkansas to play. And, you know, we know this year Mississippi State is struggling. I think they've lost, eight in a row now at this point.
Right.
Arkansas has been playing with much more confidence on the road. So, in theory, you'd like to think that Arkansas might be able to snap that streak, but you never really know with this basketball team. You never know which group is going to show up. So we'll have to see what happens tomorrow.
Well, the good news is in the majority of these games, they're not only losing. I mean, they're getting smoked. I mean, it's not really even a very competitive team. They're losing. They lost by 10 at home to Kentucky among their losses. They lost by 20 at home to Georgia. They lost by 20 on the road at A&M. They lost on the road at Vanderbilt, a place that Arkansas has won this year. They did play Florida okay, 11-point loss at home. They lost at Oxford by almost 20. I mean, they are getting absolutely destroyed by these teams. This is a really, really bad team for Rick Ray.
That's right. So are you ready to guarantee a win tomorrow, Justin?
I'm not willing to guarantee anything, but I would say that it'll be an easier win than the game at Vanderbilt, and I guess you'd have to look through some of the specific matchups to feel more confident about that. But, I mean, what do you think? When you look at the matchups and what their starting lineup looks like, I haven't seen Mississippi State play much this year, if at all, but I've seen what they've been doing lately, and it isn't too impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas should be okay. I mean, they got more depth, they got more talent. If you remember last year, Arkansas also had a lot of success forcing the Bulldogs into turnovers. They turned it over 29 times in that game up in Fayetteville. So, you know, I think Mississippi State's gotten better in the backcourt. They've got better players than they did last year, but they're still not great. I mean, they still turn the ball over, you know, enough. So you'd like to think that Arkansas would be able to really affect them with some pressure. But again, it's on the road, so how's this game going to be called? If it's called to Arkansas's liking and they're able to really kind of turn it into their style of play, they should really have no trouble down there. And, you know, they need to win this game, as we all know. I mean, I still think they're not getting into the NCAA tournament, but, you know, you definitely can't trip up at a place like Mississippi State if you still have those hopes and you still think you've got a shot. So
there is no question.
You've got to take care of business.
Yeah, no question they've got to win this weekend. What do you think they have to do to get him? Wally made his point earlier. You could still lose to Kentucky if you win a couple games in the tournament. You got a pretty good case. He thinks they're probably in. What do you think it takes?
I don't think that's the case. I really think they're going to have to beat Kentucky on the road and make an impression like that. I just think that, you know, that's what's got to happen. You know, but I don't know. If they go, 4-1 here, whatever's left, they win a couple games in the tournament, maybe they're back in the conversation. To me, unless you have a team like Tennessee just completely fall apart, maybe Missouri completely fall apart, you've got to figure out a way to get ahead of them in the pecking order as far as the NCAA tournament picture goes. And I just don't know if they can do that. And personally, I have a hard time seeing the conference getting five teams in this year. So, you know, we'll see what happens when Selection Sunday gets closer.
Here's something to look at, Robbie. I did this day before yesterday. I called up all the standings. I didn't look at the SEC, and I counted how many teams I just felt like were going to be in the tournament for all the conferences.
And 68.
I came up with 59.
Oh.
So, you know, the demise of the Big East has opened up some spots. The ACC is not as good as it was last year, top to bottom. That opens up a couple of spots. Surprisingly, the Big Ten may get as many teams as anybody, but it still came up to 59 spots.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, at the very least, the fact that Arkansas is still kind of hovering around there and still has that hope, that's a good thing for this program. They got something to play for right now. So, and you're right, you know, I haven't looked at the entire bubble to kind of see, you know, what may happen there. You don't know who's going to fall off, who's got a chance it's going to crumble here down the stretch. So maybe some crazy things can happen. And, you know, maybe if they close strong here, maybe there is that possibility that it happens. But you know, we'll see. But, you know, if you can, if somehow, some way, you can go up to a place like Kentucky and win, I mean, obviously that would be a tremendous, tremendous thing for Arkansas. But, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen because that's a tough place to win, as we all know.
Yeah, right. I don't think Kentucky's unbeatable, although the problem is Kentucky's playing better now than they have all year.
Yeah.
They did hit a little bit of a lull in between that Arkansas loss.
And they're a bad matchup for Arkansas because they are at
They
it.
Are.
Right. Yeah, and physical. What do you see for Arkansas as far as challenges go? I mean, they certainly, as we saw the other night against South Carolina, they can make a kid who's fairly average look like a superstar on occasion. But what do you see as far as the matchups go? What are you looking at for some keys here?
Well, I mean, I just think that you've got to be able to establish something inside because I don't think Mississippi State's the biggest team in the world. So obviously, if you can get Fortis involved, if you can get Cody Clark involved, you know, if you can really kind of affect the game that way, then, you know, you've got a great chance to have a good day. But we all know with Arkansas, I mean, what's going to matter is how are they shooting ball on the road. I mean, if they can knock down some shots from outside early, they've got, a really good chance to get into their defense and maybe create some havoc that way. So, you know, I think it's really the same thing with this team. You know, every single time out, you know, their style of play is very clear right now. Everybody understands what it is. You know, they want to be able to knock down some shots. They want to be able to get into their defense. They want to create havoc and make you make mistakes. And if you can do that on the road, you're going to be able to win. And I think they can do that against Mississippi State. I really do.
Well, they need to, without a doubt, just to stay in the conversation. And you know what? If they're in one of the last four teams out, then we'll have something to cry about, and we can commiserate with our fellow Razorback fans and talk about how we got jobbed again. So there will be that. Either way, we're going to be a winner. I just hope they win this weekend because otherwise the conversation goes to, well, can we squeak into the NIT? And that's not a fun conversation.
Oh, no.
No. Robbie, thank you for the time, man. I appreciate it. You and Bob be safe, and we'll visit again here next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me. You guys have a good day.
If Arkansas loses, don't come back, frankly.
Don't come back. My wife won't like hearing that. Come on now.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right.